Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Teresa, I would say Kolbe is my favorite saint. Now, Kolbe was born the second son of a poor weaver in 1894 in Poland. He was an intelligent, boisterous, an extremely independent child. At nine, his mother cried out in exasperation, "My child, what's to become of you?" And soon after, Kolbe changed completely, so completely that his mother pressed him for a reason. Maximilian later recounted what took place. "When my mother cried, 'What will become of you?' I prayed often to the Madonna to tell me what I would become. One day in church, I begged her again, and she appeared to me holding two crowns, the one white, the other red. The white meant that I would stay pure, the red that I would be a martyr. She asked me which one I wanted. 'Both,' I replied. And then the Madonna smiled and disappeared." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Kolbe attended a Franciscan high school seminary with his brother Francis, and he excelled in everything, math, physics, and science in general. But even more, he was a patriot. His homeland, Poland, was a country that had been split up three ways by the Russians, Austrians, and Germans. And he wanted to fight for Poland's independence and drive out the invaders. And to a 16-year-old boy in 1910, a military career was far more exciting than the life of a Franciscan. And his desire, well, it was to be a soldier, for he was a fighter at heart. So he decided to pursue a military career. He even talked his older brother Francis into leaving the Franciscans with him to join the Polish resistance. and Colby went so far as to make an appointment with the head of the school and break the news that he was leaving. But that same day, God's providence intervened. While Colby was in the waiting room of the office of the school headmaster, his mother paid a visit to the school to tell her sons their father was joining the Franciscans, and she too was joining the convent of the Benedictine sisters, and she told Colby he should certainly become a soldier, but not for Poland, but rather for Christ and for the kingdom of God, because his true fatherland was heaven. And when his mother left, Colby went to the superior and asked to become a Franciscan. And when he became a Franciscan, he took the name Maximilian. And from that day until his death, he was a good soldier for Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maximilian was sent by the Franciscans to study in Rome, and there in 1917, on the 200th anniversary of their founding, the Freemasons were demonstrating in St. Peter's Square, proclaiming their intention to destroy the Catholic Church and institute a worldwide cult to Satan. Colby witnessed this firsthand, and his response was to form the Militia Immaculata, a movement consecrated to Mary to resist the activity of Satan in the world. So on October 16, 1917, with six companions, he founded the Militia Immaculata, the Knights of Mary, and their objective was to win the whole world for Jesus Christ by leading people to the maternal love of Mary. And the members of this movement were to consecrate themselves entirely to Jesus through the hands of Mary, to wear the miraculous medal, and to use every means possible to bring people to Christ, especially the rosary and the distribution of the miraculous medal, which Colby called his silver bullet. He wrote, "The conflict with hell cannot be maintained by men alone, even the most clever. The Immaculata alone has from God the promise of victory over Satan. She will crush his head." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The aim of St. Maximilian Kolbe was to belong totally to Mary. In this way, he said, one might become a fit instrument for introducing and increasing the glory of Mary to the maximum in so many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help to extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, why did Kolbe place so much emphasis on Mary? It was a simple equation for him. The Holy Spirit and Mary formed Jesus in her womb, and the Holy Spirit and Mary will form Jesus in you. So the more you give yourself to Mary, the more the Holy Spirit can form Christ in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Kolbe understood that all of Mary's power came from her profound union with the Holy Spirit. In 1935, he wrote, "The union between the Holy Spirit and the Immaculata is so inexpressibly perfect that he conducts his activity through her only. Therefore, she is the mediatrix of all graces flowing from the Holy Spirit. And when we honor Mary, we honor in a special way the Holy Spirit." Now, I had the great privilege of working with Father Gregor Bartasek, the greatest scholar on both Kolbe and the relationship of the Holy Spirit and Mary. And he said, according to Kolbe, Mary and the Holy Spirit are two separate persons, but their union is so close that even though Kolbe called Mary the spouse of the Holy Spirit, he felt that title was not adequate. He preferred to call Mary the quasi-incarnation of the Holy Spirit, almost the incarnation of the Holy Spirit. For Kolbe said that the Son became manifest in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit became manifest in Mary. So in Mary, we encounter the Holy Spirit. And the more we turn to Mary, the more powerfully the Holy Spirit works in our life, because the Holy Spirit works through her. And this is why Kolbe would say, "I see Mary everywhere. I see difficulties nowhere." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what do you think about our friend Maximilian Kolbe?
I was actually curious. I was going to ask why Kolbe is your favorite saint.
Well, first, because of his unbelievable love and union with Mary. Secondly, because he wanted to use every means possible to bring people to Jesus through Mary. So he was very entrepreneurial. We've talked before about the way that he wanted to use every form of new technology.
Yeah.
And in his day, what were the things that were most readily available for mass media? Well, the printing press.
Mm-hmm.
So he started distributing, I guess, like a little magazine
mm-hmm.
to teach people the truths of the faith, especially to lead them closer to Our Lady. And by 1940, he was distributing 1 million copies a month.
That's incredible.
But he was at the monastery in Warsaw. I can't remember if it was Warsaw or Krakow. But anyway, the printing of this little magazine became such an encumbrance, such a problem for the monastery. They said, listen, you got to find somewhere else to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and found a place and built a monastery from scratch, actually built a self-sufficient little city and had 700 young men join him in just a few short years.
That's incredible.
And then he said, well, we need to use radio
mm-hmm.
and we need to start making movies. And then he talked the National Railroad into bringing a railroad line right into the monastery so he could distribute his magazine more easily. And then he had plans to make a runway and train pilots.
He's just incredible.
It's so entrepreneurial.
That's exactly the word I was going to use. Never, it's such a unique attribute for a saint. And that's the beauty of the uniqueness of all the saints.
Yeah.
But he was such a modern saint.
I'm pretty sure that if he was alive today, he'd have a podcast.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course he'd have a podcast.
He would use all means.
He would use all means. So these are, and then he was one of the greatest mystics. He wasn't a theologian. This is what I like about him. He wasn't a professional theologian. He was an apostle and a mystic. But he had one of the greatest understandings of the relationship of Mary and the Holy Spirit. So these are the reasons why I love Colby.
I think we need to get a nice painting of Colby up in the office while we pray.
I like the one with his beard.
I think, oh, the beard is just so iconic.
I love the image of Colby smiling. He's wearing glasses. He's got a big smile, and he's got that long beard. Mm. That's my favorite.
There's a lot of really incredible photos of Colby.
Yeah.
There's one that when we went 5 years ago with our whole Bible study, the guys really liked. There's a photo of him playing chess with someone.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
With his big, long beard, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, yeah. What do you like about Colby?
I think I agree with the... He was so inventive and resourceful, but above all else, it's something I've experienced every time we visit Poland. It's just the expectation of that saint. The way he looks at you is unlike any other.
Oh, yeah, his look is piercing.
It's unbelievable. And it's why I'm not surprised that he had 700... people join him so quickly.
Yeah.
Because that's how we should feel when we see a saint. We should feel like, he's saying, you're next.
Yes.
I expect you soon.
The year they had World Youth Day in Krakow, they placed a large billboard with Colby's face in Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Striking that they allowed them to do this. And I had been to Auschwitz a number of times, and I just couldn't go on the tour again because it's just so evil. So while the Auschwitz guides were taking my group around, I just stood outside in front of this billboard with this piercing gaze of Colby. And it was a stunning 2-hour meditation, because that's where obviously Colby makes his greatest act of love. And he's just looking at you with those piercing eyes, asking the question, when are you going to make your sacrifice? And all I wanted to say was, stop looking at me. But he doesn't stop.
He's a good friend, but with friends like these, who needs enemies?
Amen. So if you're out there and you want to get to know Colby better, I think the first book to start with is Andre Frossard's book, Forget Not Love. Those were the words Colby said to the brothers, the Franciscan brothers, when he was arrested. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.